Dems the Bodines. Of course it is, because it is time for Milwaukee's Microcosm here on the Maggie Dawn Show with our good friend, founder, writer, journalist extraordinaire, Jeremy Janine. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, Jeremy.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into red light cameras, which I have to say I personally hate, but I understand how they may be useful, I want to give everybody an opportunity one last time before we run out the hour to text in the word to win this hour for Civic Media's Scani Summer statewide giveaway. If you text in the word to win this hour via the app, can't do it the old-fashioned way, but via the app, which you can get for free wherever you get your apps, you will be qualified to win this hour either $100 or Brewers tickets, and you'll be entered to win one of our grand prizes, two summer getaways, including gas money. Don't miss out. Just go get that app, download it, and have a little fun on Civic this summer. The word to win this hour is June, J-U-N-E. That is June, J-U-N-E. So folks, get your text in before we hit 5 o'clock. And again, you will be entered to win. Full contesting rules available at civicmedia.us. Okay, now my work is done and we can have some fun, Jeremy. Or perhaps be thinking about more speeding tickets, more rolling red lights, those sorts of things. So what Milwaukee is proposing to help address the reckless driving problem is to install red light cameras. For folks that haven't had the displeasure of getting busted by one of these things, can you explain what they are?
Sure. Milwaukee, prevented by state law right now. So the fifth time might be the charm.
The charm.
Because this law has been circulating for several years now, trying to get authority to do this. Police unions oppose it. But the city wants it as a tool to augment what the police are actually doing on the ground, which is to ticket speeders using cameras in designated published locations, ticket speeders doing more than 15 miles per hour over the speed limit, and in similar locations, ticket people running red lights. And as you hit on before, some people don't really like red light cameras a whole lot for completely different reasons.
I got popped by one in like Grays Lake, Illinois. And for about 3 days considered making basically like a constitutional argument that you can't have a computer bust me, that you need a person to do it. Some due process things, confronting your accusers, yada, yada, yada. I didn't do that. I just paid the ticket. But there is some controversy surrounding these from civil rights advocates and privacy advocates. I get that. What's the union's objection? If this is going to slow people down, get people to obey street signs because they know Big Brother's watching, what's the problem?
It's the standard union objection, but not one you often hear from the police union. It's simply a matter of jobs. They don't want competition out there.
Well, considering where municipal budgets are right now in the state, that one lands with a decided thunk, in my opinion. Now, this isn't the only measure that the city is considering. They're also looking at trying to expand towing. Now, does that require an additional change to state law, Jeremy?
It does, and this is where we get to Milwaukee as a microcosm. So the camera thing I'd rate as unlikely to pass. This towing change is very likely to pass, and it's not restricted just to Milwaukee. Municipalities across the state could take advantage of this. And what it is, if you get cited for reckless driving, which is an offense defined in state statute, you could be towed immediately. Mm. Currently, you can't be cited. If you get pulled over for reckless driving, you can just go about your day. The big change in Milwaukee, it would apply to 1,800 instances of reckless driving since 2022, you'd be able to be towed immediately. The state's kind of done little dial turns in recent years. In 2022, if you were pulled over for reckless driving and were unregistered, you could be towed. That got about 600 of those, about a third of the citations. Then they made a really nuanced change. If your car was registered, but you had unpaid fines, you could be towed. That got 11 people. So that change made almost no difference. Now the big kahuna is pending in the state Senate, allow anyone cited for reckless driving to be towed.
It's interesting to me, and one of the great data gaps in all of government is specific data about traffic stops and race and police interactions and all of that. And it's always outstanding to me. We don't require state courts to record or monitor or track sentencing and demographic data. You know, anytime we expand punitive measures, it's like, well, hey, what do we got in the data that shows maybe this could be somewhat inequitably applied to people? And the answer is we don't really have good data on that because there's no law that requires it. Certainly, I understand, and I think every Milwaukeean that's had someone zip past them at like 70 miles an hour in the parking lane or nearly clip them in an intersection could likely find their way to a reasonable argument in support of this. The mayor's backing both of these initiatives. What has the community response been? Do you think there's a general support for either or both of these initiatives?
The red light camera one seems a real toss-up. There's some data that indicates there might be a slight majority support for it. Lots of questions around that. But the towing bill, that went through some real consternation from like State Senator LaTanya Johnson. But she and others turned around and voted for it and are now not objecting to it at all.
Fascinating. We will keep our eye on that. Jeremy, always great to have you. I look forward to our next discussion of Milwaukee as a microcosm for the state. Perhaps immediate towing coming to a community near you soon. Thanks so much, Jeremy. Folks, you're going to want to keep it locked here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Up next, what do you think about the No Kings protests this weekend? Are you going? Are they good? Are they bad? Are you scared? Are you going to bring a lawyer's number in your pocket with you? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Back with more after the top of the hour.